Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Sunday, the 29th of December. Love it. I love people losing their old shit over VAR. Absolutely love it. This world of faux outrage and offence, people jumping up and down. It's ruining the game, sucking the life out of the game. Well, no, it's not. What it's actually doing is catching people offside and disallowing offside goals. That's exactly what it's doing. And it's doing it in every goal that is offside. It's not biased. It's not wrong. It's just factual. You're either offside or you're onside. And that's what it's doing. And people say, oh, yeah, you're only saying that because it was a Norwich goal. No, not at all. If you remember, the first goal of that sort of type was Spurs scoring against Leicester. Would have made it 2-0 and they actually then lost the game. I've got no issue with it whatsoever. Doesn't matter whether you're an inch offside or a metre offside, you're offside. That is the laws of the game. It is nothing to do with VAR. It is the IFAB. That's what the definition of offside is. And if you're offside, you're offside. And VAR is just enabling us to look at it and say, yep, that was offside. I would much rather we had the three goals disallowed yesterday than two are given and one's disallowed. So Norwich's goal gets disallowed, but the other two are given. How can that possibly be fair? Relying on humans who players, managers, fans, pundits have all said the game's too fast for them, they can't keep up. So now we've got VAR that does this thing and says, right, there you go, he's offside. Oh, he's killing the game. I've yet still, in this world of fake news, to see any goal not celebrated. The fans celebrated yesterday. I've celebrated every Spurs goal when I've been there. The Norwich fans jumped up and down when it went 2-0 yesterday. And it was chalked off. You get that disappointment of a disallowed goal. We had the disappointment of disallowed goals long before VAR. I've been to loads of Spurs games where we've scored, you've jumped up and down, and then you've realised, oh no, the flag's up or the ref's blown for a foul. So I don't get it. People saying, well, if it's not the armpit, move it to the foot. Again, that's an IFAB decision. Move it to the foot. Okay, I see the logic in that. You're still going to have the same argument. His foot is an inch ahead of his foot. They're going to draw the lines, do exactly the same. You can have exactly the same argument. Personally, I love it. I love the fact that we're now getting every goal that is scored is checked for accuracy, and the rules are what they are. But I just love people getting completely and utterly out of their pram. All this, there's less goals. We've had all that, and there's less goals. Well, no, there isn't. Fans aren't going to go to the games. Well, yes, they are. Attendances haven't dropped off. TV viewing figures haven't dropped off. Amazon, apparently, I was reading an article yesterday, very happy with their launch. So people are watching football. There's nothing to do with it. It's just this world of, oh, let's jump up and down and have a moan about something that we live in. And obviously social media fuels that fire more than ever these days. But yeah, I love it. I just love it. I almost want them to be chalked off just to see people going absolutely apoplectic at nonsense. Far more important things in the world than whether Pookie was an inch offside, let me tell you. Right. And Pellegrini's gone, eh? The old spammers, they were dropping into trouble. They may well get somebody in now, save them. Moyes his favourite. Not sure that on Phil West Ham fans, but guy's proven. I think they need a proven Premier League manager. Bump Moyes or Big Sam back to get them back up the table. If they take a gamble, they could well go down. But that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Be lovely. Not being funny. I'd like to see that old stadium in there. Right. Okay, let's see. We've got no horses today. A little bit of foosball. Let me get that up for you. Bear with me a second. There we go. Okay, in Turkey at 1:30. Gaziantep versus Yeni Malatyaspor. First half goal, if it gets to 25 minutes 0-0, then drip lay a first half goal or drip back over 0.5 first half goals. If it's 0-0 at half time, go to the 1.5 market. Gaziantep versus Yeni Malatyaspor. And The other one is QPR Hull, exactly the same bet. So if it's 0-0, 20-25 minutes, drip back 0.5 first half goals or drip lay under 0.5, 0-0 at half time, back over 1.5. When I back over 1.5, I back it half at 45 minutes, and then if it's still 0-0 on 65, another bet again at 65 and trade from there on a goal. My preference is remove liability first. That's that Liverpool Wolves today, and it's the unbeaten season we need to worry about now. We need to get them beat, but I don't think Wolves will be beating them today. Right, NFL. Nuffler last week of the NFL. Massive game for the 49ers against the Seattle Seahawks to decide that division. That is a massive, massive game for the playoff picture and our chances of making the Super Bowl, which is really all I'm concerned about, is that we get to the Super Bowl so I can go to Vegas and watch it and have a good time. Right, we have got today. I did have one little bet for you, which I just need to find now. He says, can't find it. See, good at this enough. Where is it? Definitely playing today. Oh, there we go, yeah. New York Giants against the Eagles. New York Giants plus 3.5 against the Eagles. New York Giants plus 3.5 against the Eagles. I know we've tailed off a little bit. It's been a bit tougher as the form settled down. And that is the only bet, but obviously I think we'll move into the playoffs, and I am fairly confident we'll have a decent playoff run. My figures in the playoffs are pretty good from my sheet, so I'm really waiting for that. But there is one today. That New York Giants bet is a bet. So that is it on the NFL. That's it on the football. No racing today. As I say, obviously, we're all just winding our way to New Year and that period of New Year's resolutions. Got some exciting stuff laid on for next year, but I'll get to that when we get there. Have a lovely Sunday. Enjoy yourselves. Try not to lose your shit over VAR. Really isn't worth it. And I'll be back with you tomorrow.